Gamer's Confessional.
Hello and welcome to episode 93 of the Gamer's Confessional. It's me, Vimesy. With me tonight I have the one and only, the legend himself. No, Pet's not here, I'm afraid. We're just stuck with Clarky. Hello, mate.
Wanker.
Thank you. We're never going to get that explicit rating removed, are we?
Not as long as I draw breath.
No. Pet's off whining and dining his missus tonight. I believe he may well be on a promise. I have that on good authority. From what Shauniqua was telling me this morning, just as she was leaving.
Promise of what? British citizenship?
That's a possibility. A kebab, maybe. Oh no, that's gone the wrong way. Sorry.
Ooh.
That wasn't intentional. Okay.
Nothing like a greasy kebab.
No, stop it now. See, look. I would genuinely be interested to hear, if there are any women that still listen to this podcast, I would genuinely be interested to know that you still, like, exist, because I don't know if they can't listen to this.
Of course they listen. They listen because they love to hate me, and they hate to love me.
To be fair, that's Did you just anyway? Games. Lot to talk about tonight. Lot to talk about.
Yeah.
12 days it is until Final Fantasy 15 comes out.
I'm frequently reminded on every single media feed.
Every single Twitter feed, every single email. It's like, okay, I know now. I'm good with this.
If anyone wants to know what desperation looks like, just Google Final Fantasy 15.
Or just, you don't even need to follow them on Twitter, they just keep fucking popping up.
You have several options to go for when you buy it. I think at the last count, there's about 25 different versions of the game you could pick up.
I'm sure I remember hearing something like 17, but yeah, I would be surprised. Yeah. I don't understand that, because that must just confuse the hell out of people.
It's because Square Enix have fully embraced the let's milk as much money as we can. That's why they're adding things like a multiplayer mode into the game. I'd be quite interested to see how that works.
Have they? What, as in like a competitive or a co-op?
I don't know. But
Is this another one of your highly researched answers?
No, you actually brought it up first. You mentioned it before. It was going to have multiplayer in it.
Yeah, it's going to have a co-op section to it, but I don't know.
Could you imagine playing The Witcher 3, though, in multiplayer?
I would have to kill you. Can you imagine like The Witcher 3 crossed with GTA Online?
Oh yeah,
especially where you drive that horse. Be an absolute horse crash.
That horse drives itself.
There's nothing wrong with Roach, but that would be I can see I guess that's what Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to be. The Witcher 3 GTA, but nowhere near as good as either.
That's fucking ages off. Don't turn it into another VR.
I'm calling that now. Yeah, there will be. It'll be Red Dead Redemption 2 VR only. You'll love it. It'll be great.
Nah.
Okay. So what have you been playing then?
Battlefield.
Yes. Yep. Still on Battlefield.
Is there really anything else we can say about that?
Well, I'm sure we could milk it a little bit. I've been on quite a lot. I mean, I'm now on level 22 or 3. So I've probably played it for about 20 hours, I think. Which isn't that
much. Which means I'm on 24 or 25, because I'm usually one level above you.
That's true, with a lot more hours put into it. Yeah, must be like
there we
that.
Go.
Mm-hmm. So now we've been doing quite well on that.
Yeah, that stunning game we had the other night, where I was on the AA gun for absolutely ages. The gun was at 3%, but I was knocking him out of the sky.
Yeah, it didn't hit anything, but he was there till it was 3%.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. No,
I shot at least 3 players down.
I'm trying really hard not to turn this into the Battlefield podcast, because I'm aware for the last 3 weeks that this is pretty much all we've had to talk about.
Hey, I impressed someone. I even got a message off the man with the sexiest voice on the internet, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. What did he say? Don't you come into my squad ever again.
No, that's usually when Pet's involved, isn't it?
Well, no, they've sorted that now.
Although they've released that patch because of him now, haven't they?
Yeah, so if anybody hasn't played with Pet, don't let him ever be a squad leader. He's absolutely useless, doesn't know what he's doing, never marks objectives. But the patch has now fixed that, because if someone requests an order and you ignore it, a minute later, they get promoted to your position. So that's sweet. Yeah. I quite like that. That patch is going to work wonders.
Yeah, to be fair to him, he does mark up objectives and then usually runs to completely just the opposite one.
Yeah, and then shouts at you because he's forgotten which one he's going for. But yeah, no, that's Battlefield. I can't say too much more about it, except we did check and there isn't a single shotgun in the medic arsenal that I'm aware of.
No, I've pressed the D-pad up as far as it'll go and down as far as it'll go, and alas, no shotguns.
Did you try turning it off and on again?
I tried everything. I, as much as it pains me to say, I'm sort of coming to the conclusion that Pet's full of shit.
I think Pet's been playing Assault. Seriously, I really do think he's been playing Assault for the last 2 weeks and just not realised.
Maybe he's getting mixed up. Maybe the medic class on COD.
That'll be shotguns. What it is. Yep, that'll be it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm a bit worried that we're not going to play Battlefield for much longer.
Why is that?
Well, because we've just had an interesting email drop into my inbox about getting 43% off Titanfall 2.
Ooh.
Which makes it £31 or something. Although I hear I can get that half price through certain sources.
Oh, so, yeah.
It's like, this is ridiculous. That game came out, 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, but to be fair, anybody who... Well, it was released at the wrong time, really, wasn't it?
Well, yes, it was, and we all know that, but bloody hell.
Which is a crying shame, because it's just been outdone by COD, which has literally only been able to draw in sales based on its name this year.
I don't know,
it's obviously the better game.
The only reason that people are buying COD is because of the old version, the remaster.
Yeah, true.
But I can't believe it. Seriously, it's 2 weeks ago it was released.
I kind of get it. They're probably, let's drop the price down. It'll get some more people on the multiplayer.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's been a lot of people talking about how few people there are in the online service, like 700 people in an online, which is just dross, So, I snapped it up. I'll get in on that. I mean, I wasn't planning to pick up Titanfall till sometime in the new year when it was, like I said, half price, which it basically is now. So it's like, well, okay, I can't really argue with that. So I'll have a play on that. I'm looking forward to playing through the single player. I hear it's got some interesting mechanics in it. But the single player, the multiplayer as well, looks pretty good fun. I don't think it's going to replace Battlefield in any way whatsoever. But
the single player's got the comparisons to Half-Life 2, hasn't it?
Which, I don't know. I mean, I've heard something. Somebody kind of spoil it for me about what those mechanics are and stuff, and I'm not sure it's going to be quite to that level. But then again, I never thought that much of Half-Life anyway. So,
you couldn't finish it though without being sick, could you?
Yeah. So maybe
it wasn't anything the game did wrong.
Well, it was. It made me sick.
Oh, for God's sake!
Jeez, even VR doesn't make me sick much.
If I shake the camera now, you'll probably throw.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. No. Oh God. So yes, I'm looking forward to hitting on that. That was a nice surprise to get in the inbox. That code has now winged its way across Twitter to several people as well. They've asked me for it, so I'm surprised. I think it looks like it's one that's gone out to a fair few people. So hopefully they can all drop on it as well. Because it sounds like it's a good game and it shouldn't fail. We should not let it fail.
Is it a multiple use code though?
I don't know. We'll find out as soon as about the six people I've sent it to come back to me and say, it didn't bloody work. then we'll find out. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I've got Final Fantasy in a couple of weeks. I've got that. I've got Battlefield on the back burner.
You're not looking forward to Final Fantasy.
I am indeed looking forward to Final Fantasy. I watched a very interesting video today by your favourite podcast YouTube person ever, Mr. Simon Miller, talking about his seven reasons why it's going to be shit, and he's right. But I am still looking forward to it.
I know he probably didn't mean it, but I don't know. It was really infuriated me, that video.
Did you watch it? Did you?
Yeah,
it's brilliant. I love Simon Miller. I don't care who says anything. I'm going to patronise him, as it were. I'm taking my £5 or $5 a month that I give to Kind of Funny at the moment. I'm going to reappropriate that to the Simon Miller Fund. I like his work. He's funny, and
you'll throw money at anything. You will.
I haven't given any to you. Actually, no, I did this morning. Never mind. I'll talk about that. I am quite looking forward to Final. I'm still not quite sure why I'm looking forward to it, but I'm quite excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
This is why I'm apprehensive about it a bit, because I'm thinking it's drawing in new players, and I'm thinking, oh Christ, it better not be shit.
Well, basically, I'm just looking forward to role-playing being in a boy band. I'm quite looking forward to that, sort of, you know.
I just get the feeling that Square are a bit desperate about this one, because, I mean, I was looking at some of the numbers they were saying they were going to have to shift on this, and...
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Seriously, mate, 2 weeks after that launches, we'll get a half-price email come through me inbox. maybe they'll package it with, you know, buy it half price and get a free copy of The Last Guardian as well, just to try and shift those units as well. So I don't know, it'll be interesting. I am looking forward to it. Again, I'm not sure exactly why. The demos technically were very good, but apparently don't have anything to do with the actual real game, although the alpha or whatever it was, it's supposed to be better than that. I've read quite a lot around it, and suffice to say I'm intrigued enough to want to get in on the action. As it were. That's basically it. So should we call it a night then, or is it...
Do you want to go and play Battlefield?
Yeah, why not? Might as get a last.
Oh, we better talk about some more stuff, haven't we?
Have we got any more stuff? Have you got anything else
you've got? I have, yeah.
What have you got?
I've got Dishonored 2. It was a too good to be true offer.
Your wife offered something, was it?
Something like that, yeah. Uh-huh. But it did mean I had to appropriate the physical copy of the game, which unfortunately has left you shit out of luck. I believe you got the guide for it, though.
It's a lovely guide. Do you want to read it? It's right here.
Please, you might. Can you just hold it up to the camera and just finger through the first 50 pages slowly?
I don't know if you can see that for me, but it's beautiful. Actually, Clarky, I do have. It comes with a digital code there for. Oh no, you can't have that because you're a cunt.
I screenshotted it. I got it.
No, I was very quick on that one. I made sure you didn't. So, go on then. How is it?
It is, well, to start with, it wasn't for me.
Right, so it is, but now it wasn't. So how far are you?
I've played about 12 hours, but I've only played 6 hours, which I'll go into now. The one thing I always hated about Dishonored was that in order to get the good ending, the happy ending, you had to play the game as stealthy as fuck and try to avoid killing people, which frustrated the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, come on, you look at somewhere like Dunmore, the place is a shithole, the odd murder's surely not going to affect you that much, but hey, there you go. Mm-hmm. So I started up the game as Corvo, and
the other protagonist, the protagonist from Dishonored 1.
That's correct. And I started trying my damnedest to be my stealthy best, and it worked. There was a particular mission, the second one, where you're in like a hospital type place.
Right.
I absolutely, I was taking ages just to make a decision to do one thing, sneaking around, knocking guards unconscious, dragging them away, hiding them. Thinking, yep, I'm doing this. I'm thinking, it's taking a long time. It's frustrating me a little bit. And then I get to the end of it when it's time to leave, and I turn around the corner, and there'd be a fucking guard there who'd spot me, and all hell breaks loose, and I'm having to fucking cut throats left, right, and centre to get out of there. Get to the end of the level, and where does the little pointer go? Red. You're on course for the bad ending. And I started another one. I just thought, fuck this. I'm going to start it again as the other person.
Emily.
Corvo's Empress. For want of spoilers, if you've not played the first game.
If I've not played the first game now, I mean, what was Dishonored? 5 years ago? 4 years ago?
Yeah. You're a stickler for spoilers, you are.
Which never stops you normally, so why you've stopped now, I'm not quite sure. Pray continue while I read my book.
No worries. All I can say is if you're going to play this game, even if you played the original one, bang it in easy mode.
No!
Seriously, in normal mode, those things have got eyes like fucking hawks. They were seeing me when I was in the shadows, when I was up on top of something. Oh, there the cunt is. It was just frustrating the hell out of me. So I banged it into easy mode, started again as Emily, which is another point as well. Mm-hmm. Bethesda, you didn't really specify in all of those videos that, you know, this was a one-shot deal. The choice at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, the choice between Emily and Corvo.
It kind of, from the trailers and everything, it's kind of made it look as though you'd switch between the two, but obviously the...
No. I've always thought...
No, I kind of felt it then.
My understanding is you basically play through as one, then you go back, and if you want to, you can play through the other to play with the... Did you think it was a bit more like GTA or something like that? Or
I just thought the story would kind of involve you having to play as both of them. As it quite obviously becomes apparent in the opening cutscene, you kind of get a quick time event that happens, and it basically stops you from being the other person, if you will, obviously to avoid spoiling it for anyone. Emily, what an absolute joy to play as.
Why? What's different between her and Corvo?
Her powers are
I mean, I could tell you because it's in my book. You know, I could.
Her powers are much more geared towards a stealthy, non-lethal approach. I mean, she has her own version of Blink, which effectively just makes this long shadowy arm jump out of her and drag her towards the point you select. Mm-hmm. You can unlock them in any order. One of the powers I unlock for her, which is effectively the only power I seem to be using, is one that turns you into kind of a crawling shadow on the floor. And it makes it nigh on impossible for any of the guards to spot you. Yeah, you're leafing through now, aren't you?
I am. Shadow walk.
That's it, yeah. And it effectively gives you the option of taking them down lethally or non-lethally. Mm-hmm. You do it non-lethally. She just kind of jumps up, presses a finger into the head, they fall unconscious, and you're free to take them away. You can upgrade that power so that it stays on a bit longer. It lets you take down two and then three people before it wears off. But yeah, I'm just finding her a hell of a lot easier to play with, you know, play stealthy, non-lethal.
I do get the impression that they've basically turned Emily into Miss Stealth and Corvo as your more violent protagonist.
Murder everything, yeah.
Which is what I'll do. Definitely. I mean, I'll play it through as Emily and then I'll come back and play it through violently as Corvo. Because actually, Dishonored violently is fucking awesome. The kill moves and stuff like that and the actual combat is just sublime. It's really good.
Oh, it is, absolutely. There's the game world as well is really good. They went this extra mile with the original. You know the heart that you get?
I do.
The one that sort of... I'll go on to that fucking annoying thing in a minute, but the heart, you could point it at any character, press the button, and it kind of gives you a... looks into the soul and gives you some info. And when you first arrive in Kanaka, with sort of the area the game's set in, you're in like a dock area, there's loads of people milling around, you'll point the heart at them, and you know this innocent looking bloke who's just sat on the end of the dock with his, you know, with his feet dangling in the water, you'll point it, and it says something like, you know, he watched a girl starve to death, offered her bread, and then took it away. And then you're just looking around, you're thinking, these people are all bastards. And it's kind of almost willing you to say, yeah, kick him off the dock, throttle him and throw him in the sea. But you think, no, you can't, because the moment you do that, the fucking guards are on you.
There's a good one. Just as you get off the boat in Kanaka, where there's a man standing there having a cigarette. And if you go up and you hold the heart and you point the heart at him, it says, because he's puffing away on a cigarette, and he says... he's getting the taste of it now. He's beginning to not be able to live without it. And you're obviously thinking he's talking about cigarettes, and then he goes, he might kill again, maybe tonight.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
Fuck.
I remember that one.
Yeah. I must confess, I did pick this up on PC, so I have played a bit of it.
Yay!
So I can't keep the pretense up any longer. I have played through... I'm literally there. I've just landed on Kanaka, so I've basically done the kind of the tutorial mission, if you like, the escape, which is no spoilers to anybody, because this is a Bethesda game. This is how they all fucking start. You're a prisoner and then you escape. And I've just got my first power, as it were, and I'm just about to start going to play with those. And it's so far, I mean, I'm playing with Emily. I'm playing as Emily, and that was a difficult decision. Actually, I didn't know which way to go, but I figured I wanted to play it through stealthily. And I'm being very, very, very anal about it. I'm going through, like, on that first bit where you're trying to escape. If I was spotted, reload. If I didn't beat a stealthy,
that's what I did the second time.
I went through every single house. I've ransacked every single, you know, secret like I think I can find, and I still missed stuff.
I mean, Christ almighty, who the hell is going to choose the option? You've got an option now of choosing to play the game with no powers, haven't you?
That'll be my third playthrough.
Yeah, you'll never get to. I'd be surprised if you make it to the second playthrough.
Well, I have to see, because obviously without some of the powers you can't get to certain places. Interested to see.
I have to say though, the place is beautifully rendered.
It looks really nice. I mean, I've heard lots of stories about how the PC version isn't very good. It's got some frame rate issues and stuff, and I've not run into that yet. I'm running a 970 with 8GB of RAM and an old i5, and it's running absolutely fine. And I know people who are running it on 1070s, 1080s with more RAM than I've got, who say they're getting frame rate stutters and stuff. I'm running all mine on high.
Yeah, but you've got to remember these are probably the sort of people who literally have the frame rate counter in the tops of games all the time. Exactly. They care about these things. I mean, I can barely tell the difference between 30 and 60 frames per second. No. Never mind, it's running at 46 here and then goes up to 54. I ain't seen that shit.
No, I think you would if it was kind of jerky. I suppose you might do, but
yeah.
The problem I always have with these games is when they limit the way what you can unlock anymore. Because I just want to play with it all. You know, I want to give me all the fucking powers. I want to play with it.
That was my biggest thing. I was watching that opening cutscene, and I was just watching it through, and I was thinking, wait for it. He's going to get his powers fucking stripped. Mm-hmm. Wait for it. There we go. He's lost them now. Yeah. I just hate it when they fucking do that in sequels. Yeah. It's like, right, let him keep his powers, but give him some new ones that you've got to earn towards.
Yeah.
But no, that's what Emily's for, and it's like, right, we need to put these two on an even keel, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I play with Emily, and I've obviously you got your version of Blink, Shadow Jump or whatever it's called. I can't remember what it's called. And then you need to
upgrade that as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's my priority at the moment is to upgrade that to its max first. That's the first thing I'll do is upgrade that, because that's a movement skill.
No, what I did is I've left that one up until where I am now, which I think is the fourth mission. Mm. I've just started upgrading that now. What I did is upgrade the Shadow Walk, and you'll see as soon as you get that one. But one of the first upgrades to the sort of Emily's Blink, if you will, allows you to sort of when you knock somebody out, you can pull the corpse towards you, which makes it ideal for hiding people away instead of having to run around.
I mean, like, the problem is, it's like I want to play this. Because I'm finding it hard to kind of get the balance right, because I want to play it stealthy, but it's kind of forcing you not just to play it stealthy, but to play it non-lethally. And I'd rather it was stealthy lethal. Do you know what I mean? So you can sneak up behind somebody and pop a crossbow in their head or something like that, or, you know, slice their throat or do it like that lethally, rather than having to knock them out, which takes longer and isn't as satisfying. I know that sounds really heartless and whatever, but they just the animation on literally seriously the kill animations in this thing are fucking epic. They are unbelievably cool. And you just don't get to do it if you're playing through it stealthily. You just don't get to do any of that.
I mean, once you get the Shadow Walk, it is really funny power to use, Axe. I mean, you can walk up to groups of two or three people and you'll grab the first one, start to render them unconscious, and the other two are like, what the fuck is going on? And it takes them a minute to realise what's going on, which kind of time you're on the second one already.
But is that like an instant knockout, or is it like
no, it has an animation. It takes about 6 or 7 seconds,
so it's about the same as a chokehold anyway, is it?
It's about the same as a chokehold, yeah, but you have no control while you're doing it. As soon as you've done it, you have to let the animation finish. Yeah, they sometimes will hit at you, and you're much weaker in that form. But it is really, really fucking handy, especially if you want to recon an area, because you can, as long as you don't walk right up to them while they're facing you, they'd never spot you. You can just crawl right past them, and it's a really good way of getting a view on what's going on in an area around corners you might not be able to see behind otherwise.
Yeah, because there's some of the ones I wanted, the things like the There's one where if you go up to them, I'm sorry, I'm flipping through trying to find out the names of these things. Shadow
Kill. Why don't you just read the fucking guide out to us?
Okay, well, Shadow Kill is no. So Shadow Kill is the one where you basically, if you kill them, they immediately turn to ash, so you don't need to worry about having to hide the bodies or anything. And that's the kind of thing I want. I want it where I can literally just pop up behind somebody, stab them, and then they just, you know, they don't exist anymore. And I don't have to worry about things like hiding bodies and stuff.
I do like the kind of multiple options of getting somewhere. The first time I played as Corvo, when you arrive in Kanaka, you kind of have to cut through a train station, if you will, to get to where you're going, which is really fucking annoying, because again, Corvo, stealth, it ain't happening. When I restarted the game again as Emily, I kind of took a slightly different route. I thought, oh, let's see what's through that window up there, and it took me on a completely different tangent, because at that point I met an NPC who said, yeah, just come over here, I want to work with you. And she says, can you just go over to that guard outpost, that house there, and I need you to go and bring something to me. So you do that, go back to her, and she just goes, right, nice one. What I've done is I've got my men to disable the overhead tram rails, which means they've got electricity coursing through them, and it meant that I could just completely bypass the area. I had a fucking nightmare with us, Corvo.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, they've always been very good with the way they've done the level design, and that it gives you so much, so many different options and things and ways to play things.
The rune thing is as frustrating as fuck, though. Don't get hung up on collecting all the runes. You'll see when you activate the heart, they're just all over the fucking place.
Yeah, I've turned actually a lot of that stuff off. So, you know, in if you're playing this the with the HUD and things like that, when you've got the heart option, when you've got the heart in your hand. So the heart is an object which allows you to, it's kind of a supernatural device which allows you to get messages about the people around you. It kind of talks about them and stuff like that, or sources memories, but it also shows you, like, it has HUD elements which show you where certain objects are. So it will show you things like where the black market dealers are. It will show you where objects of interest are. So these things which are runes which you can collect and stuff like that. Now, runes are kind of are like little perks or little buffs. Which you can
equip. It's the bone charms.
The little perks. So it shows you those, but it also shows you the runes, which are the things you need to collect in order to unlock your special powers and things like that, because each power has a cost. And then if you upgrade it, it's going to cost you 2 runes. If you upgrade it another again, it's going to cost you 4 and all that kind of stuff. And I've turned all that off because I found it really annoying, because it kind of, when you've got the heart out, they're all over the place.
I mean, you can lock one in and then just turn the heart off and it'll keep that one highlighted. But the one, I mean, if I don't think you're meant to get hung up about collecting them all, especially on your first run through. Your best thing is when you start a level, if you look at them all, there's bone charms, rune, and there's one that says runes as in multiple. Go for that one, because you get a little cutscene with the outsider if you find that one. There we go.
I'm loving it so far. The movement's great, the art direction is superb as usual. It's really dark. You're kind of stalking this murderer, the crown killer who's kind of set you up, and you, in the first instance, you go to see one of the crime scenes. I don't know if you saw that, or whether you did. You go into the shop and see the I think it was a bank or something. And there was as you're escaping, so you're not got any of your powers yet. You're trying to escape to the boat.
I have resolved that part of the story.
Oh, have you? I haven't got to that bit yet. But there's a crime scene there, and it's basically you'll have seen an instance of it when you were going into the void for the first time. There's like a tableau there. This murder who's just literally been sort of stabbed and hung up, literally to a kind of an easel, just literally stabbed in place, with a couple of guards overwatching him and stuff like that. But I'm just loving. I mean, I started with the guide. I sort of looked at the guide. I was reading the guide, and I was kind of going, "All right, okay." And I did that for the show. I thought, "No, I'm putting this down." So I've just put the guide away. And I've read through like some of the powers thing, because I always have this problem when I'm given choices, like, do you want to be Emily or do you want to be Corvo? It took me about 10 minutes to make that decision, because it fucking plays me. And then when it's giving me my powers, I'm sitting there going, oh, what powers do I want? I don't know if I'm going to ever, I don't know, how many of these am I going to be able to unlock? Am I going to be able to unlock all of them? Am I going to get so many, some of them? What am I going to do?
I think it's more a case of how you want to play the game. That's how you unlock the powers.
Yeah. And I think this will be my stealth playthrough, because that's the way I liked to do these games. But then, actually, I'm going to probably play a violent playthrough. I'm just going to go for just get in there and fuck people. And it'll probably be majority stealth, but lethal stealth.
Yeah, the crown killer thing itself is brilliant, especially given that you have a lethal and slightly more difficult non-lethal way of, you know, finishing that.
Yeah, they do that quite well normally.
Yeah, because this is the thing in a game like this. It's very rare that any character is outright evil. You'll kind of, as you progress, you'll pick up documents and you'll kind of get, oh, hold on a minute, is this person actually really this bad? You know, I'm getting all this evidence to the contrary, and this happens with a few characters. But yeah, there's just all sorts of wonderful things. I mean, early on in the game, the best place you'll find runes is probably somewhere you'll get to very soon. There's some of the houses are boarded up because they've got blood flies infestations.
Yes, yes.
Always check those houses out and walk through them.
I haven't.
Because
I haven't,
there's plenty in
like
there.
So, I mean, it's difficult because in the first Dishonored, there wasn't that much open world stuff. It was kind of like it put you at the start of a house and said, "There you go and explore this." Whereas this one seems to be like, I've literally just landed at Kanaka. I've had a quick walk up and down the docks, and that's about it. And I've stopped. I've not really gone anywhere into the town itself. But you're just looking around, going, "Jesus, if I'm gonna do my normal thing, which is basically to sweep the entire." It's a bit like, you know how I play Diablo. When I start going around the edges of the map and then work my way in, I am so completionist about that sort of stuff. I go into every single house, I check out every single room, I pull open every single fucking drawer, I do the works. When I left to the first section, you know how it gives you at the end of the mission, it gives you a summary of what you've got. Bearing in mind I wasn't using the guide for that, I collected everything except 50 coins or something, you know, 50.
Brilliant. That must have taken you ages.
No, 2 hours.
Brilliant.
I played for 2 hours and I got to the boat, and I worked out that actually if I wanted to do that, if I like my next playthrough, if I'm just doing it kind of as a run through,
you'll be through there in about 5 minutes.
I reckon 15. That's being relatively generous.
The way it kind of lays out now is you've got it's kind of divided into areas, and the HUD will also tell you, you know, you're in a non-hostile area or you're in a hostile area.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a non-hostile area, as long as you don't start being a dick, nobody's going to bat an eyelid at you. But then it'll tell you when you need to be watching out. The guards are looking for you here. Mm. But it kind of works like that rather than it just dumping you outside the house. You're dumped into an area of the city that you can then traverse, and then you get to the house.
Yeah, because I remember in the first Dishonored, one of my favourite missions was... there were two really that really stood out. The Golden Cat was one of them, where you go to the whorehouse, and the other one was Lady Boyle's party, and both of those you have to get there first. It's not just about here's your level, go for it. You know, you're inside a building and you need to go from A to B or whatever. It was about how do you get inside? How do you get? You've got to get to the mark first. You've got to get into the zone before you've got to infiltrate before you can kill. And I love, and that's what I'm looking at this game, and I'm just like juicing up. I'm just like, this is going to be fucking amazing. I get so many choices. And again, the problem with this game is I'll do it, and I'll, like, for example, if I've got to go into a house or I've got to go from A to B, I'll choose a path through and I'll do it. And then I'll be like, yeah, but what happens if I'd have taken that window, or if I'd have gone through? What else would I have found? And it's just going to be
I know I've missed a lot, and even when I have chosen to go, I'll look in there, and I'll still think, you know, I can go there and there and there, and it's like, oh, Jesus.
Did you completely search the boat when you first sort of arrived on it?
Because
I woke up, did the little void thing, woke up again, and then it says, "Oh, go and speak to the captain." I'm like, "No," because for all I
had
know,
a look around, I jumped in the sea and got the rune off the side of the boat.
But it was one of those things where, you know, it says go and talk to the captain. And I'm thinking, well, no, because if I go and talk to the captain, it's going to start my next mission. And if it starts my next mission, I don't know if I'll be coming back to the boat or not. I need to go and search everything. So I literally went top to bottom, well, bottom to top, actually, of this boat. I went everywhere I could bloody well get. You know, I used my blink power, or whatever it's called, to sort of go up, down, left, right, centre, opened every door that I could possibly get through, went through all the fucking...
I have.
Oh, man.
I've I have had a few really laugh out loud funny moments in that game as well, just for my own stupidity. There was one point where I knocked this guy out, and I was trying to find somewhere to hide him, and it meant jumping over a few balconies to get there.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, on the last balcony, there were a couple of coins on the edge of the balcony. I thought, oh, I'll pick those up.
Oh,
but no. What happened was I kind of just missed the prompt, and obviously the prompt to pick something up is the same prompt to drop the body. So I pressed square thinking I was going to pick this coin up. The body just fell out of my arms, bounced off the balcony before, and landed right through the roof of this cafe where all these fucking guards were sat playing cards. And I just saw this, all this red just disappear. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh no! And I love the whole the NPCs and the amount of detail that's gone. Each one's got their own story, their own back thing.
Yeah.
If you hang around long, I mean, like I say, in that building where the first murder is, that you can go past, that you've obviously missed. When you go in there, there's two floors to it, and the top floor has a guard on. You can take him out, and then I'm just sat on this balcony looking down on this crime scene, and there's a guard by the crime scene, sort of looking at this body, and there's another guard that's just kind of prowling around looking at various different bits of it, and I'm just listening to the conversation between these two, which isn't particularly good, but it's just like little glimpses into the lives of these people before you fuck them up, you know. And yep. It's quite nice.
The AI on them is quite impressive as well, because you know they follow the set patrol routes, but sometimes you'll pick one of them off and the other guy knows there's something wrong. Yeah, they'll walk back and think, oh, where's Dave gone?
Mm. And I compare that here.
And then they'll continue on the route for another minute, and they'll come back and think, no, he really should have been back by now. And then he'll start looking around a bit more, suspiciously change his route, and I just think, yeah, you've done a good job there.
Yeah, and you compare that to like Thief, the latest Thief game that came out, which I loved because it was Thief, and because it gave you a very linear kind of. It gave you a very, very linear game, and the NPCs, Thief games have always been great at kind of the NPC backs, and this game just wasn't up to that par. And you compare Dishonored to Thief, and it's like, yeah. I hope the next Thief, if they do a Thief 2, you know, a new Thief 2, I hope they kind of give it the same love that Arkane, I'd love Arkane to do a Thief game. Really would.
The only real niggles I had with the game were just a couple of oversights. I mean, one of them's a ridiculous one. Do you know, in the remastered version of Dishonored, when you use the heart, the voice comes through the controller on the PS4.
It? That's quite cool.
Yeah, but it doesn't in Dishonored 2, and I'm like, well, you know, why have they bitten that off? It was quite good.
I don't know if there's
an option to maybe enable it, but it just kind of struck me straight off. Hold on, why is the heart's voice not coming through the controller?
Obviously,
because
I'm playing it on PC, I've not got an option for that. It's just there.
And another one was some of the open areas. They've got like a cable running across the middle of them, and it has like a tannoy system hanging from it.
Yes.
Now, I specifically remember in the first game, you could jump onto the top of those.
Yes.
So what did I do? I thought, right, there's one. Aimed my blink up, right on top of it, pressed it, just drops right fucking through it, right into the middle of the courtyard, and everyone was like, hello, who are you? It's like, yep, reload. But yeah. No, apart from that, I think it's a well-designed game. There's a lot of effort gone into it, and you know, niggles aside, I think it's one of the best I've played this year so far. I say so far, given that the year's nearly over.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of like on the fence with this one about whether it was going to be. Dishonored had a lot to live up to, and I played Dishonored backwards, forwards, left, right, and upside down, and all sorts. And I loved it, and I thought I had most of it, but I ended up playing it in kind of the same way a lot of the time, and I'm hoping this game's going to allow me to just, I've got to lose that OCD thing of just needing to try and just go into every house and do every drawer, and kind of, I need to lose that kind of compulsion to do that, and just kind of, but at the same time, that's kind of what these games are for me. They're all about sneaking and just exploring the world and the little bits. And Bethesda have tried to do, maybe not so much Bethesda, but they've tried to as well, but it reminds me of kind of the Bioshock games a lot, where they try and fill in the backstory with kind of vignettes or especially with like voice recordings and stuff like that, which happened a lot in this game as well. But Arkane seem to do this so much better. They world build better than Bioshock.
Absolutely.
Which is incredible when you think about what you're saying. I mean, every single piece of art direction, all the, you know, you go and I was looking at a bloody coat rack yesterday for about 30 seconds, just going, oh, yeah. That's quite incredible. Someone's actually spent some time designing this.
I'm really impressed with the different types of safes in the game as well.
Yes,
I thought, ooh, look at that one, a round safe. Yeah. That's a bit different to the other ones.
But even though you think the places people aren't going to go, you know, and you sneak behind and you're like, oh, and it's got little details like a little name plaque or something like that of the person who designed it and things. It's just
there's no denying they haven't gone into this. I mean, every building you go into, there's a story in there.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to say, because I've just quickly looked up because it rang a bell in my head, the guy who voices Corvo in Dishonored is the same guy who voiced Garrett in the Thief games. It's a guy called Stephen Russell. Yeah, and I knew it rang a bell. So that's I love the fact that exists.
Another little fact, any comic book fans out there, the guy who voices the Outsider in Dishonored 2 is also the guy who plays Penguin on the Gotham TV series. Yeah, thanks for that, Vimesy.
So, I don't know, he's in the running for my worst NPC in any game ever. Certainly was in the first game. I don't know how
seems such a non-entity. It's like, it's him again. he obviously feels he has something to say. One of the reviews I saw said, yeah, the Outsider's in this one a lot more than he was in the first game, but the role he plays is just as insignificant.
Don't let that put you off. It's one of the reasons why when he offers you the mark, I'm like, I don't know if I want to take this, because if I take it, does it mean he's going to pop up more? He's just this little emo teen thing, and you just think, you're going to ask me to follow you on Instagram in a minute or something. I just don't want to know. But so far, overwhelmingly positive. No problems with running it on my PC at all. So if people are out there who are thinking they've heard bad things about it, runs fine, mate. I've heard good things about it on both PS4 and Xbox, and not having any issues with that. If you liked the original Dishonored, definitely. If you're on the fence about it and you don't know whether to blow your hard-earned on it, go play the first Dishonored, because that's a fucking great game too. And you should do, because it's just
you'll pick that up for about a tenner now.
Well, it's less than that. It's about £3-4. Certainly on PC, really? It's £3.50. I've just seen it. Someone's doing a sale on it, but it's either Good Old Games or Humble Bundle or something like that. It might even be Steam have got it out for under £4. For a game like Dishonored, I own Dishonored now on three different platforms. I own it on Xbox, PS4, and PC. And I've played it through on pretty much PC, mainly because of mods and stuff, because there have been some really good mods.
I've still got the... I bought this special edition when the first game came out. So I remember buying the first game, because everyone just started. It was when I'd first joined all the sort of our motley crew, if you will. And I remember everyone started going on about this game. I thought, I'll go and pick that up. And I went to my local game and I thought, oh, the collector's edition's only a couple of quid more. I got that. I've still got the packet of, you got this really, really cool set of playing cards.
Yep.
But they're all, you know, instead of Queen and everything, they're all characters from in the game. And they're such quality cards as well, because they're slightly differently shaped than normal playing cards. Mm. I've still got those, because it's just like, it's like my favourite collector's item.
I don't do collector's items very often, but those ones I would quite like.
You just pump all your money into Kickstarters and Patreons.
I don't. I haven't done a Kickstarter for a while now. He says trying
have they stopped giving socks away as freely now?
No, there's nothing wrong with Patreon at all. They're fine. Actually, the only collectors, because I don't buy collector stuff, but I have got the Witcher figurines coming. They're doing a range of Witcher, so you've got Geralt, Triss, Jennifer, and...
Are these the realistic ones or the cartoony ones?
No, not the Pops. I can't stand Pops. Sorry if anyone out there collects Pop things, Pop vinyls, or whatever they're called. These are proper sort of 20 centimetre high... men, we can't really tell the size. It's about 20 centimetre high sort of figure.
You speak for yourself.
Google them, mate, because I think they're going to sell them on Amazon, but they're really nice. So I've got my local comic shop getting me those in for me. So I'm looking forward to it. They come out at the end of this month, I think, so hopefully I'll have those. But the Dishonored stuff, it's a world I could really quite happily lose myself in again and again. It's not often I will replay a game, mainly because I haven't got time, but also now, just because... there's few games I've replayed. Obviously the Broken Sword ones. All the Thief games I think I've replayed to death, and Dishonored is definitely up there with one I've probably completed 3 or 4 times, which for me is a fuckload. You know, I don't normally replay games. What games do you replay? Do you replay any? Zelda?
I used to replay the Final Fantasy games, the PS1 ones, quite a bit. Yeah, I know.
Was that before you found out about girls?
Yeah, well, actually, ironically, very early on, yes, it would have been. What else is there? Mass Effect. I kind of, that's one of those things I kind of start and get about halfway through and then stop.
Yeah, I can't. I've played them all through once. That's plenty. I've got no compulsion to go back and replay those at all. None.
No, there's a few games I'd replay. I mean, one game I won't be replaying is Gears of War 4.
Yeah, I won't either. I was very disappointed by that. It was interesting, actually, because I was listening to the IGN crew. I think I was listening to Unlocked or something. I think that's the Xbox version one, isn't it? And they were wanking over it something chronic about how it was an amazing game. I was seriously sitting there thinking, I'm sorry, is this the same game we're talking about?
I really, really enjoyed this the first playthrough, but 5 minutes after I started co-oping it with you, I was just thinking, oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, that's just me.
It's this bit again. No, surprisingly, this time it wasn't you. I was just, oh, Christ almighty, this is so repetitive, I want to get out of here. Let's just get Vimesy to the end.
That's why I stuck it on easy, because it was a chore. By the end of that game, I didn't see what everyone loved about it. I couldn't put my finger on what, you know, it was just, the first third of the game is you shooting robots that fall from the sky, and the next half of the game is you just running around.
I didn't like at the end with that last boss how it kind of ignored the fact that there were two of you playing it. It gave you, as the primary player, the means to kill the boss. I understand, they did the same thing. Shielding myself.
When you think about Destiny and the Iron Guardian or whatever, what's the latest one called? Is it Iron Guardians or something?
Rise of Iron.
Yeah, that thing. The same thing in the boss battle in that, isn't it? Because one of you gets the hammer and whatever, and the other two sort of sit back and provide covering fire while that person goes and gets all the glory. And I understand why they do it, because they can only, you know, you can really only give it to one person. But it wasn't even that. It was just the fact that there was nothing new.
The worst example I've ever seen of like co-op play just completely fucking off the other one had to be in Resident Evil 6. There's a bit where you have to get in a car and escape an area, and you've got to look for the keys, but only one player can look for the keys. So the other guy's basically just sat there in the fucking passenger seat.
Well, this is what I imagine Final Fantasy XV multiplayer is going to be like.
And then on the polar opposite of the scale, you've got Dead Space 3, where there's this brilliant scene where one of you has to complete a puzzle while the other one is getting absolutely mullered by all of the enemies that are trying to get at you. And I think it was with Yoda I did that, because you wouldn't play with me.
Well, I was waiting for you, mate, and you ditched me off.
And I was the one doing the puzzle, and from my point of view, all I could see was just fucking limbs flying left, right, and centre around me. And I'm trying to concentrate on this puzzle. I'm thinking, oh Jesus! That was an example of good co-op.
Yeah. Well, I think the next. I mean, what it has done, Dishonored specifically, is now it's made me quite excited for Prey, the new Prey, because that's an arcane game as well. And Arcane's, I was actually toying with the idea of doing something like a Year of Shame where I just don't buy any games next year because I've got such a back catalogue. But I have this kind of caveat of rules where I won't buy any game next year unless it's released by CD Projekt Red. So now it's going to be, unless it's released by CD Projekt Red, Rockstar and Arcane.
Oh, so you've got Gwent pre-ordered then, have you?
No, I'm not going to buy Gwent. Gwent doesn't count. Because they ripped that off. Yeah. I mean, this is what it makes me a little bit angry about that. Because Gwent is essentially, there's another card game that is exactly the same as Gwent.
Well, I can totally understand that.
And they've just literally nicked it. And, you know, it makes me a little bit. For all I love CD Projekt Red, that side of it has made me think, hang on a second, guys. You should at least give the guy some fucking, you know. I can't remember the name of the game, it's a weird name. For the game, but the guys on Shut Up and Sit Down were talking about it, and I totally get, you know, they should at least be giving some royalties to the guys who originally came up with the concept. But you know, hey, whatever. So I'm now quite looking forward to Prey, which I had pretty much fuck all interesting before. Because I saw the trailer before I realised it was an Arcane game. And then at the end it sort of goes, oh, Arcane. I was like, oh. This is the thing. They've now turned into one of those studios that I sort of, I'll put money down. You know, I'm determined next year, I'm not pre-ordering any games unless I know. And that's the thing. I will pre-order anything from CD Projekt Red because I know it's going to be quality. I will order now anything from Arcane because I know it's going to be quality. I'll order anything from probably Clay, and that's probably about it. And maybe even Rockstar, because regardless of what their games do, they do them very well. You know, GTA, for all of its, you know, the fact that there are some parts of it, like, the game was outstanding. You know, I actually finished it, so it's got to say something for it. Ones I will never pre-order ever again, Bethesda games, just like the Fallouts, no, not a chance. There's no way, because I just know those games now, and I mean,
as much as I liked Skyrim, for example, I mean, come on, guys, you can't live off that game forever.
Well, it seems like they can.
Yeah.
I'd be interested if they do something with Skyrim, the next Skyrim, or whatever they want to call it, the next Elder Scrolls game, because I think they are really milking that cow dry. I mean, you know, if you take Fallout and you take Skyrim and you remove the skin of this one's a fantasy game and this one's a futuristic post-apocalyptic game.
Yeah, they're the same bloody thing.
They're the fucking same. And if you take the... Possibly with some caveats towards Morrowind and stuff, but if you take... All the systems are the same. You know, this Morrowind, Oblivion, Skyrim... Yeah. They're basically the same game, just you know, you want to talk about remasters, that's basically what they are. They're just remasters.
Well, exactly,
Morrowind is, you know, remastered into Oblivion.
That's the thing, though. I mean, for every generation, there'll be that Bethesda game that got them into the whole thing. They'd never played anything like it, and you just know. I mean, as much as I like Fallout 4, it ain't a patch on Fallout 3, because that was the Bethesda game. Yeah, that was the one that dragged me in, and I'll always think fondly of that. I'll even go back and play that and think just as fondly, because it's that game.
But it's that thing about that comes after. Skyrim. No. I've put something like 200 hours into Skyrim, and I haven't got a fucking clue why. It's a bit like Dragon Age Inquisition. Yeah. When I played Dragon Age Inquisition, I mean,
we were gushing over that.
Oh,
and
that was my game of the year in
the Witcher came out, and it was like, fucking hell, those missions in Dragon Age were really shallow.
But it wasn't even before The Witcher came out. I remember sitting there going, I cannot believe I actually gave this game my game of the year in 2014 or whatever it was. It was like, I look back right now and I go, what?
you have to look at the fact, though. I mean, I mean, maybe not for you because you picked that up on PC, but for me, it was the first, this looks next gen. This is the sort of game I've been waiting for. It actually, you know, it looked quality. There was none of that last gen stuff dragging it down.
None of that means anything to me, because, like I say, I don't give a fuck about peas. I can see when something's different. So when we were talking about Battlefield, and you look at Battlefield on console and Battlefield on a decent PC, the difference is stunning. I mean, the PC version is head and shoulders the best version, you know. But the thing about Battlefield is it makes a difference in your gameplay, because you can see things like, you can see movement quite better, so you can pick out shadows, you can pick out people
so
better.
we're going to start getting owned now by all the PS Pro players, aren't we?
Absolutely. That's I hear that news. Yes, if you've got PS Pro, it should make you better online. And I'm like,
but I was quite disappointed with how much better, because it was like, it showed the two frame rate counters, and it was like 8 frames better. And then we've had all of these, you know,
just
these 20%
better sometimes.
Yeah, but then you're seeing all these reports of PS4 Pro saying, yeah, you know, this game, it actually runs better on the standard PS4, and this one does, because I know I copied you in a couple of those, didn't I?
Yeah, I don't really understand. I mean, I've got no interest in that. And like I say, if my disk drive hadn't decided for some reason to start working again. When I say working, like, I don't test it too often. I don't take discs in. When the disc goes in there, it's going to stay in there for a little while, because I'm a bit scared of taking it out and putting it back in again. I don't have a 4K telly, so there's no point. But what I am looking at next year is, you know, I'll be looking at upgrading my telly to a 4K telly and running my PC and my two consoles through that same telly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally uninterested in the Pro, because I'm, like I've been saying with him, the wife's discount at the double discount thing at work. I could have picked one up for about $250, and I was still not interested.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be a good 4K. I mean, I don't think for $250 you get a good, well, you know, for, even for like $500, I'm not sure you would.
Yeah, I've seen a few people tweeting out as well. You've been saying, you know, just take your time with what you're choosing here. If you're picking up a new TV, do your research.
Yeah. Well, there's different types of. So they support HDR and different types of UHD or something like that.
Yeah, and I think 4K, it's a bit like HD. It was like 720 right up to 1080, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I think 4K is something similar. It's just
There's a big difference between here's your Huang Shai 4K telly for $300 and here's your Sony / Panasonic, you know, Sony Bravia OLED, you know, $4,000-$5,000, you know, 4K telly. There's going to be a big difference there. But the other thing to say about that is like, that's great. But apart from my PC, and even my PC would struggle, what am I going to watch that is in 4K? You know, I can't stream 4K because I don't think my broadband would handle it. It probably would, but you know, it's.
Oh, if you want to do that, you need an Xbox, don't you?
Well, pretty much. You know, but if I wanted to do, you know, I haven't got any UHD, BD, whatever they're called, discs, and you won't play them on the PlayStation.
It's one of those things, isn't it? I mean, I'm getting to the age now where that sort of thing, I just don't give a shit about it.
I still kind of want the best of the best.
I prefer it kind of looked better graphically than had a better resolution, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I always favour art direction and art style over...
Yeah.
You know, realism or peas for certain, because if you've got a good art, I mean, look at Dishonored. I mean, that's a fantastic looking game, even if you play that in low resolution, because, well, not low resolution, but low graphics, if you want, you know, on the lower end of scale, because the art direction sells it. It's not look at the textures on that particular wall or something like that, or look at the draw distance, although that is fucking amazing when you turn that up, but it is just the art direction sells that game. You don't need to do anything else to it. So
no, absolutely.
4K is very much where I was. I know I came into HD TVs a little bit later than, you know, they came out, and I think I picked this Sony up about, is it 37-inch Sony Bravia for about $500, I think it was, which you know, that's fine. It's lasted us nearly, probably about 8 or 9 years now, so it's not like I'm, you know, I'm not rushing out every couple of years.
And about ready for 4K then, eh?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. So next year, you know, maybe that is when I'll go 4K. But I'd have to justify going 4K telly, I'd have to go and buy a new graphics card for the PC to warrant it. And that's going to be $600 for a 1080. So suddenly, things ain't quite as cheap as you hope they might be. So, you know, who knows? But like I said, there's not much. Once you get the 4K telly, that's great. But what's it going to play? You know, what am I actually going to watch on it? Because I'm not going to be watching 4K films on it, I don't think. I'm not going to be watching many 4K games on it. Not true 4K.
Yeah. It just always falls into the same thing. I mean, after you've been playing a game for an hour, if it's a good game, you tend to stop noticing just how good it looks.
Well, that's what I keep telling you about VR, and you don't listen to me. You know, keep going on about resolution and screen door and all... field of view, and I'm like, once you're in that game, mate, you don't recognize it. And all I get from you sound like a Wookiee.
Hey, look, once they lower the price or something respectable, I'll be all over it.
Of course you will. So yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what we were talking about, but it was good. So I don't know. So we got a lot to play. We got Dishonored now to finish. So that'll take a couple of weeks.
Titanfall 2. I'm going to have to be really, really strong because I'm just so tempted to think, man, you're 6 hours, isn't it?
I wish they hadn't fucking done this now. Could they not have waited to drop the price until just after Christmas, when I've given Battlefield a really good rollicking, and when I've been able to complete Dishonored, and when Final Fantasy's been gone, and then I think, oh, what should I play? Oh, Titanfall 2. They've knocked it to half price. I'll have a bit of that. Now I'm like, shit, Friday night, tomorrow night, what am I going to play? Battlefield or Titanfall? Shit,
Battlefield. That's the thing. I always wanted to play the single player, but I think I'm gonna have to play Battlefield. You know,
it'll be one of those things. It depends who's on. If people are online, I'm going on Battlefield. If nobody's online, then I'll try out Titanfall. But
yeah,
whatever. It'll be either way. I'll probably just end up on Dishonored because stabbing people through the head with a big sword is always good.
Oh no, that game is awesome.
So yeah. Anyway, I think that's probably about our lot. So it's quite a short show tonight. So sorry everybody out there who's expecting, you know, a magnum epic.
We managed an hour. What more do they want?
To be fair, considering how much we've had to talk about, which is not very much. Yeah.
I'm sure Pet will be back. Pet will be back with his new slot of let's see what I can slice up in my meat slicer.
That's true. That's going to be an ongoing thing. If people would like Pet to slice something in his meat slicer, not him. Sadly, he's ruled that one out. Please tweet at Life of Pet with any suggestions for things that they would like sliced.
Yeah, they think of it as the new Will It Blend.
Yeah, Will It Slice. We'll try anything, you know. He could try and slice a CD. I'll tell you what, he could try and slice a Nintendo. That would be good, because that would make me happy. A DS, let's see if he can slice his DS up. Or his Vita.
I've got a copy of Gears of War 4 up for grabs, if anyone can convince him to put a body part into it.
Whose body part?
Pets.
Well, see if he just drags one out of his closet. You know, here's an arm from one of the ones I had earlier. Actually, maybe that's why he's got a meat slicer in his house. I mean, who the fuck has a massive meat slicer in their house?
That's convenient if you set it up in the bathroom.
We never saw his bathroom when he did his little tour. That's true.
He just puts it on like a shelf over the bath. That'll catch any.
Maybe that's why he won't tell us Shawniqua's real name as well, because it's a different Shawniqua after he kills him.
No. I know her first name. I've spoken to her a few times.
Why would he let me near her? What does he think I'm going to do? No, don't
ask. I was having a right conversation with her the other week.
No, well, I'm going to go up and see Pet in the new year, so maybe by that point he'll be brave enough to let me near his lady friend.
Don't you go down to see Pet or across Woodsy?
I kind of go across and maybe up a little bit, depending on whereabouts in London he is. I'm thinking about going up for Rezzed, so I might go up for Rezzed. Or actually, there's a PC Gamer Weekender coming up at the end of February if you're up for it.
Really?
Yeah, come on, man. We'll get a party.
Hold on with my PC over here. Just let me blow the dust off it.
Well, you know, I've offered you a solution to that.
Oh, it's Christmas and I can't be affording shit like that.
Because if I don't get back to Beastie soon, he'll have flogged his. Anyway, we digress. We're going to make a move now because it's relatively early, so we can get some gaming in. So we're going to call it a night. Thank you very much for listening to our waffling on. The next few weeks probably sound like it's going to be quite interesting, because Pet might have played something new. We'll all be playing Titanfall, Dishonored, Battlefield, some more. So if you want to hear more about those games, then by all means hit us up. And also Final Fantasy is out in, apparently, according to my Twitter feed, 12 days' time. So
12 days, 7 hours, 6 minutes, and 23 seconds.
Might as well fucking do a countdown on it. So thank you very much for listening. We've been the Gamers Confessional. You can follow us on the Twits at ConfessionalPod. You can follow me at Vimesy74 and Clarky at ClarkySnap. You can email us, which is this novel new communication technique that I've never heard of before, Clarky.
GamersConfessional at gmail.com.
If you can see his face when he does that, he loves it. It's
like a newsreader, isn't it?
Yeah, very Joanna Lumley. If you want to email us any questions or anything like that, we're bound to do one of our famous AMAs. We're also going to start thinking about our game of the year fairly soon. I say fairly soon as in the fact that it's now late November or mid-November, and we're probably, our Christmas show is going to probably be our game of the year show, so we're going to have to start compiling some thoughts. So if you guys out there have got any thoughts about who you want, which games you want to nominate, you want to write a little bit blurb about it, we'd be more than happy to take that on and read them out on the show and then mock you for your obviously inappropriately wrong answers, because if it's anything apart from The Witcher's Heart of Stone or Vineyards DLC, then you can forget about it, because that's what's going to win. I don't care that it's not actually a game and it's only DLC, it doesn't matter. As far as I'm concerned, it counts. So until then, we shall see you next week, when hopefully the triumvirate will be reconvened. We'll speak to you again next week. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.
Bye. The Gamers Confessional.